This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. It's not how you do it, the wind-up.
Yeah, just a quick announcement. I mentioned.
Oh, it's off. All three.
That was great. That was really well done. So, Rick, Mike Rivero and USA Prepares are both on the Ron Gibson channel, and there was some questions as to what happened to Mike Rivero. He was off the air for a couple days, and there was some concern. And I mentioned yesterday that I called Republic Broadcasting to see if I could get some information to share with our class, because some of our class was wondering, you know, what happened. And they posted that on the Ron Gibson channel on the Internet, on YouTube. And so Ron Gibson sent me an email. And the answer is that Mike Rivero is in the process of getting ready to move back to the mainland. He's in Hawaii, and he's moving back to the mainland, so he would miss a few shows. So it's as simple as that. So everything's fine with Mike Rivero. No worries. And I just wanted to let you all
be excited. You know, we still do have a chance of meatballs. What I'm trying to say is, last week alone, I did two different radio where they were halfway into the show before they realized they were not broadcasting.
Really?
Really. That happened to me, literally. And so while, it's like when, and this just happened, Fox News? Yes, Fox News came out and said, the Navy is now admitting UFOs. Now, what does that mean? Well, it probably means that now they can prove that the craft that everybody's been seeing for the last century is Boeing.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability. I am watching how the news spins on everything, and I'm starting to get the big picture. And it is so controlled and so subtly controlled that I just can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Now, are UFO real? Yes, they are. There they are on a cave wall. There they are, and I just saw something, and blah, blah, blah. But do you think that anybody's going to admit it unless they can point to, oh, yeah, we have that now? That's how it's going.
You know, Rick, I've been threatened in my life, and several years ago I was threatened by a politician. A high ranking politician in the corrupt state of Missouri. And this guy said that if I didn't shut down USA Prepares, he would and stop broadcasting, stop doing all things that I do, you know, relating to USA Prepares, he was going to contact the media, which he was used to doing because, you know, politicians call the media and they come and run with their microphones and their cameras and you know, they put these guys on TV as if it's, you know, something we should pay attention to because they're politicians and they're in the government corporation. Well, he threatened that if I didn't shut down, he was going to expose me as someone who believes in UFOs and aliens. And I said, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Because, you know, frankly, UFO means unidentified flying objects. So, You know, maybe someone has identified them, but I certainly haven't.
Well, when they do, it's like when they move in such a manner that a human couldn't exist in it because of the G-force.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I've read reports. Do I believe in them? I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. And one of my instructors was the late, great Carl Sagan. And he said in class, he said that, now I'm paraphrasing, that we would be quite arrogant to think that we were the biggest, best, and smartest and only ones around.
Just even on this planet, there are mammals that can do things we can't.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah. By the way, I might add, I forgot, scientifically, like a dolphin using sonar to create cold fusion as a toy that they play with. Now, you know, it's arrogant on that part, but there's something more going on here. And when I say that, well, never mind. I don't want to get started because I am a person of interest now. I'm getting so many different synchronistic events going on around me that I know it's not arbitrary anymore. I know that something else is going on. What it is, I don't know. And that, unfortunately, also leads to paranoia. And paranoia is a tool that is used now out of Kravitzok. So with that said, what do you do with these things? Well, I try to laugh. That's all. That's exactly how the only thing I can do.
Right, let's talk about paranoia.
If I start taking any of this stuff seriously, I'd be in a mental institution. Oh, wait, I am.
We all are.
Well, wait. I mean, the whole thing's nuts. And when I say that, it's getting weirder by the day.
Okay.
And I can point to examples.
Right. Let's hear some.
Oh, you really want to go there, Vincent?
I've got a comment, so I'm ready. Let's go there. I've got an example.
Okay.
I'll start with me. You mentioned paranoia. Well, I was talking with Jason just as the broadcast was starting. He's our engineer today. And I said, Jason, in general terms, how long do you expect an electronic device to last? You know, whether it be a phone or a DVD player or something like that. How long do you, what is your expectation as a young person? And he said 5 to 6 years. Now, I think that's accurate.
I think it is, what he said. I agree with him. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. And he's a really bright guy. Well, just before the broadcast started, I'm in the studio here at our farmhouse, and our son, and you met him, bought me something really cool. He likes interesting, odd, unusual things. So he was at a store where somebody brought in to sell for money an award, something that was given to someone who did a great thing. And that thing was, this guy was probably the top salesman of the quarter, you know, quarter of a year, for Rambler, you know, the old American Motors Company. Now, it's dated 1961 on the plaque. And this particular award is a temperature gauge, a humidity gauge, and a barometer, all with dials, framed, really nice looking, walnut-stained framed device. It was probably very expensive in its day. And it's dated that it was presented in 1961. So it might have been made in 1961 or 1960. Well, it still works. And I use it every day. And that thing that has been recording and displaying with dials, the temperature, the humidity, and the barometric pressure, has been working for 58 years. Now, do I expect it to last another 5 or 6? Of course. I expect it to last another 58 years at least, you know, unless somebody drops it and breaks it.
Well, hammer was a hammer, the old hammer. I've got my dad's hammer.
Yeah. And so do I. I have my... I have an Estwing hammer, E-S-T-W-I-N-G. I think it's the finest hammer ever made. I bought it in the 1970s as my first hammer. It's got a blue rubberized hand grip. It is steel from the tip to the tip to the tip. It is impressive. I paid $18 for it back then. I use it every day. And it's just as good now as it was when I bought it because I take care of it. I don't leave it out in the yard and in the rain and, you know, the back of the truck. I take care of my tools. So it will go for another, I don't know, 100, 200 years easily if it's taken care of and not abused. Well, so what I'm saying is when you talk about being paranoid, one of the things that I see is that expectations are changing because the quality of things has changed. Right? Do people believe if they buy a hammer today that it's going to last a lifetime or two or three or four? I don't think so. And that's a hammer. I think our expectations have changed because the quality has gotten so bad on so many things, and we have a right to be paranoid. The system is closing in on us. Now, I've got other examples, like the ladies who deliver the mail. There's several ladies who deliver the mail here at the farm. They drive Jeeps, relatively new Jeeps. They all have valve taps, tap, 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 coming from the engine. They all have the same problem. How is it possible that these gals have Jeeps and they regularly service them and they have engine failures, major engine failures? How is it possible with like just over 100,000 miles they have these problems? We didn't used to have these problems. I have a Jeep, a 1994 Jeep made by Chrysler. I had to put a camshaft in it. Why? Because it had valve tap. Why? Because the engine oil, the additives in the engine oil of modern engine oil, lubrication oil, has been degraded. But we've been told that it's been upgraded, but it's been downgraded. So we're having engine failures. So when you talk about paranoia, it's real. It's not imaginary.
What just the paranoia right? that I experience is not knowing if it's this or it's that. If it's this, that doesn't matter. If it's that, it matters a lot. You don't know, and if it's done correctly, you will never know, and it will constantly kick at you of wanting to know. You want to have closures. It's like a windmill and Don Quixote. And so it's a thing that came out of Kravosok, the concept of paranoia and gang stalking. For example, they've discovered that if you take a criminal and you put him in prison for 10 years, the likely is he's going to come back out and be a criminal again. However, if you do it this way and you don't put him in jail, you do something he can't figure out, he'll take himself off the street or go into self-destruct, something like Frazier does when he meets new women. Now, I'll tell you something. This concept came out of Kirkland, Washington, to actually address the serious problem of our prison system and the fact that it's over. We have a commercial coming up.
Yeah, we do. Tell us more about it.
I realized I thought I heard music and I put it
down. Yeah. Let's talk more about it when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you were talking about prisoners. You were talking about if you change the conditions, they may take themselves off the street.
Yes. Okay, let's pick it up. So gang stalking came out of mind control studies that occurred at Tavistock. Tavistock, England, was where it all began in terms of trying to understand human behavior and how to alter it. And it was part of, it started with things like NLP, neurolinguistics, because when we talk, a lot of us do a lot of other things while we're talking. I'm animated. I move my hands, my facial expressions. I'm probably emitting gases, not fart, but, you know, gases. And all of this is part of communication. And so once you and subtle, you're not aware. But like an Italian, and you should not talk a lot with their hands. Now, I'm not talking about the fingers part either. they gesture a lot. That is a form of expression. And once you understand the meat and potato part of that, you then can go in and use it to manipulate. For example, if I say something and your eyes go up to looking upward, that means something quite different than what's going downward. And you're not aware of it, but I know when you're lying just by your body movement. Now, if that's true, then what they did, they went to the second generation of information on that in terms of how to subtly poke you here and poke you there because you're not aware of it, but you're taking that information in. And what it would do is say, we know what you're doing. We're going to watch you do it. And then what we're going to do is da-da-da-da-da. And when you do it that way, fears. And profiling is when you find out how you attached your original wounds. And when you were born, things that you don't remember that affect and cause the behavior that you currently do. Why you're lie by omission, da-da-da-da-da-da, steal, whatever. Once you have that profile, then we do A and two Bs and one C. And then that is a target for you in terms of putting you in a place of questioning. And it's a little different for each of us because we're wounded differently. And because of that, we have different type styles. And once you type style, he's a thinking intuitive, that then becomes the model used for the profiling in terms of how we deliver different stimuli to you. Like, let's flood Vincent's phone with 20 random da-da-da-da-das. Now imagine what happens next when you add algorithms and give it to an AI. Now we're getting into the bigger picture. And what's happening now is with the cameras and pattern recognition of facial expressions, we can arbitrarily take anyone on the street, immediately profile him into categories, and play. And they did that as a protocol in Kirkland, Washington, to see if they could take drug dealers off the streets of New York City. And guess what? It worked better than prison did. Going in and arresting them, the crime rates dropped 10 times more than putting just going in with thugs and arresting people and shooting them. How's that work? So now what happens next is a couple of corporates take that protocol and add it to their database of sales. And in fact, the Kirkland Washington absorption was taken over by Amazon. Amazon is the least of it. I'm not even concerned about Amazon anymore. I now know who the real culprit was. It was Ingram. Now, with that said, I have a lawyer that flew all the way in from Atlanta. We're going to do your thing on pro bono. And this guy was really good. Spent several nights here. Took him to dinner. Spent time in my home. All that. Come to find out, he had been disbarred 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Rick. We're going into a break.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The President will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening, and an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, Every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
Take my new gold leaf season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, you were talking about a lawyer. I believe that you were implying that the lawyer lied and was disbarred.
Yes.
That...
It's all federal law. Yes. Worse. It gets much worse. Guess what? It goes downhill from there. Because once we discovered that he was a shill, we have not yet communicated that to him. And yesterday, Julie receives an email from him saying, we would like you to sign this limited power of attorney so I can get started. Now.
We're talking about fraud now.
Oh, yeah. Go figure. I have had six different events with lawyers trying to go after Amazon. And every single one of them, every single one of them has been a false lead. Now, was that coincidental or was that intentional? And the correct answer is yes. Why? Because gang stalking is now a protocol added to Amazon, and they are using AIs just like Google. Now, let's go explore this further and how that's going to affect every single one of you listening to me right now. I'm a beta test, and I am out there trying to do the good fight. But guess what? I can't get my engine to start because before I even put the key in, they changed the lock. They have anticipated me in every single thing because I'm profiled. Now, imagine a plane, an aircraft flying over. There, you can see this on dead. Deploying 10,000 flies on the wall, each one with your name on it. How did that go in the movie Wanted? Oh, and your name came up, and your name came up, and oh, yes, Vincent, your name came up, and it goes downhill from there. And when I tell you this, yesterday alone, with me monitoring my expenses down to the penny, I had $4 in my checking account. They're taking me out this way. There's the other people that way. It's all done to pressure. And what it, they can't individually take you out doing this or that. So that's why it's called gang stalking. That means there's more than one thing happening at the same time. That's why they call it gang stalking. Not because there's a gang doing it, because they whittle you away in pieces like the ocean does the sands on a beach. Now, this is the new protocols in mind control. Last year, it was about the food you eat and the obesity of what's happening in America. And I want you to understand that it's very clear to me now because I'm pretty smart and I try to stay current. And because it's happening to me, I'm getting the nooks and crannies. Now, there's something wonderful that's coming out of this also for me. What it is I am now hearing bagpipes in my mind's eye at all times of the day. And that's described in the appendix ads, which means I'm rising above it somehow. That even penniless, they can't take me out because I'm my own unit. And by the way, that's the good news for all of you, is that what made you God's favorite is you have choice. And the bottom line is you need to learn how to hear yourself to the level of white noise that you're currently all enjoying. And that's what it is. It's white noise, like subtlety on the distinction between laser man sage magic, where I'm now going to make you walk like a duck, and real magic, where you choose to do what you want to do. And I'm on that threshold. And here's the bottom line. It's not a goal. It is a process. And once you learn how to talk to yourself, that's where you're going to find all the answers. Now, on the UFO, everybody says it's the military. It isn't the military that doesn't want to hear you. It's religion. What do you think that's going to do if it all of a sudden discovered Earth-wide that aliens exist and there's advanced technologies? How's that going to affect, well, I don't know, Christianity and the Church of Rome? I think it's time we all realize that there's something more going on here. It's not about aliens and UFO and da-da-da-da-da. There's agendas that are more subtle, and they hold their right hand up, and you're watching your right hand while Harry is in your pocket.
Rick, you're talking about a lot of things happening all at once, and
yeah,
just one of them.
That's the game-talking concept.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they call it gang.
Well, it's working really well. And let me just give you an example of one that's been happening in the movie lately.
Really well.
You talk.
The movie, yes.
Yeah.
It's got everybody.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a flood of phone calls. Well, we've been getting some here at the farm. And it starts out with, I don't know who calls, so sometimes I answer the phone. I can't tell by caller ID. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous that we have to have caller ID now because we didn't used to have that. Back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even before, you just answered the phone. It was normal to answer the phone. And everything was above board. Not anymore. So, guy keeps calling our house. Actually, it's a corporation. And the call starts out, I say, hello. Or I may say, yeah. Because if I don't know who it is, I'm not going to try to indicate who I am. I'm not going to say, hi, thank you for calling, or this is Vincent Finelli. I might just say something like Pizza Hut or towing service or something like that, or yo. But it's not, I don't answer normally when I don't answer in my normal way when I don't know who's calling. Okay, so I see a conditioning happening. And this particular corporation will say, this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
And then
the guy will say, Vincent, the guy will say, Vincent, and I'll say, I don't agree to you recording this. And he says, well, that's up to you. And I go, okay, goodbye. And that's how I handle it. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to tell us, this is normal. Yeah, this is just the way we do things. We always record calls. Why? Why do they record calls?
Yeah.
I don't agree.
That's where the paranoia. You don't know that what they're doing is slipping information to you where you can't ever really know why. Doesn't matter what it is. But the very fact is like curiosity killed the cat. It causes you.
Well, here's how I look at it. When they call me and they say this is being recorded for quality assurance, my reaction is, okay, so you guys are such a bunch of dummies that you don't know what you're doing and you can't figure out who's messing up, who's screwing up, so you got to record it to figure it out. Well, don't call me. If you don't have your ship in order, don't, and that's SHIP, don't call me. Don't call me.
So what happened yesterday to Julie was we were up on in the hills doing a walk, having nature and getting away from everything, and she receives a phone call. She says, I kept my phone on because I had a mammogram, and it might be my doctor calling me with some bad news. So she takes the call, and it's Social Security saying that her Social Security number has been compromised. And that her annuity thing is da-da-da-da-da. It ruined the hike. It turns out it was a shill call. There's no recourse. And they just put a spike of many, many, many spikes yesterday into my life. And when you start to realize that the synchronicity of it, that's where your future timeline is talking to your present moment and saying, this is significant, this is not natural, and something else is going on. Once you have that dialogue, that's where the magic begins, of where you can step outside of everything and take control back into your life again. I'm penniless. And thank you. That's why he gives you, the audience, why he gives you my website. You know, because that's my only source of income, and they are taking me out financially. How they're taking Vincent out, his farm. How they're going to take you out, stay tuned, film at 11. But it is a takeout process because China now owns 50% of Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah, let me talk about.
I can see clearly the hills now, and I'm seeing things through the cloud as the cloud is breaking open and breaking open. It's a process like in hypnosis. And the cloud's clearing, and you're starting to see more clearly what's going on. You'll never quite see it because of course you're using chemtrails. but it's there, and you can see through it. What is chemtrails? Yeah, see, you don't know, do you? You have some ideas, but you really don't know. And nobody's come forward to say so. Why? 5G. I can list them. It's a process, and it came out of Travisock, and it's being run full money. And now the bad news is it's being run by aliens, AIs. AI is silicon-based life form, and they're different than us, and there are things they can't do, we can, one of which is choice. And once you get that protocol understanding and why you were God favored, that's your clear bell for Savior. That's where you're going to find comment. Jesus Christ, right there. Your inside intuition is that's the higher part of self that in the Kabbalah equates with Christ-like consciousness. It's only halfway to God. And it's called Kether and Tiphereth. Tiphereth is where you become master of your own ship. Okay, in Masonry, it would be grade 7 or above, master of the temple. Well, that's only halfway to having union. And I'm in this process now of understanding the metaphor. And it's, I am ready to ramp up. I have articles going into Time Magazine and Scientific American and, oh yes, Cosmo. I'm going to go back with a double-barrel shotgun and see how they like that one.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAlanMiller.com. Hey, Rick, I got a call from
Dave.
Yeah. I'll see that when I believe it, right?
That's the way it works, too, man.
Yeah. So, Rick, I got a call from John Stadtmiller last night. In class, John Stadtmiller owns Republic Broadcasting Network.
I like him, by the way. I like him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when he was going to bed early, you and I and a bunch of others were here at the farm, and he said, I'm going to bed, and he started walking up the stairs, and you said, wait for me, I'll be right up. Something like that.
Now, that's a Frasier situational concept that we could use as a, he went to a gay bar on the one I watched last night. That was funny. It was in Seattle, and it was the Bombay Bicycle Factory, for those of you that watch Frasier and want to know what the real club was.
So, John Stadtmiller called me last night, and in the background, but really close to his phone, I could hear his cat meowing, 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 meowing. Not just once. This cat was having a conversation with John while John was talking to me. And the cat, and my understanding, now I couldn't see the other side of the call, but I could hear this cat wanting John's attention. And the reason I'm mentioning that, it wasn't just one meow. It was a dialogue that this cat was having with John.
Mean cat, yeah.
All right, so here's the point. I have noticed that our animals, and I'm talking about if I walk down the driveway and check the fields with Mrs. Finelli, the dogs will come. Three dogs will follow us, TJ and the other two, and then the cats will follow us. And then the chickens will come out there too. So something is going on, Rick, that is causing animals.
There is a science fiction story by Simek that's called City. And remember the expression, it's the thing is going to the dogs? Well, this is in the future when man has become so paranoid, he lives in a closed cycle, and they've given the universe back to the dogs to manage. And it's called City by Simek. And it's something that I read when I was 12 years old. And I remember it because it's happening now just like George Orwell. Read it and weep. These were visionaries that saw how it could play. And if it could, it would. That's Hollywood. she would, if she could. And let me tell you, the holly is the stick you make the wand with. Hollywood. And there it is. If you say it, you'll believe it. I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it.
Yeah.
And that's where the magic begins, is in the mind's eye.
So, Rick, what
once
I'm saying
you
is...
get that part. That's why hypnosis, for example, is an extremely powerful tool. Extremely powerful. Why would religions not have it, and yet they go into trance states, falling down on the floor in Enochian, angelic language of John Dee, tongues? I am understanding the bigger picture, and let me tell you, as it gets meaner out there, I am personally evolving to meet it. I'm a lead scout. I'm not any great thing, because what I can do is not for me, and I can say something else. Nothing is original. It's a group think. And while one of us gets there sooner than the other, it isn't because he's better. We're all bring tools to the table, our wounds. The wounds turn out to be assets. That's what makes me different than Vincent. Stop. How we were beat up differently by our parents.
Rick, you mentioned religion. And I was thinking about sharing some of the things that I've been writing as sections of my book.
You're writing a book, are you?
Yeah, I am.
I can't imagine what it would be like. No whining. That'll be the title.
So the book is really a bunch of paragraphs on different topics, short answers about the way I do things. Okay.
For example. Yeah. Okay.
Did you say Will Rogers?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sort of. Yes. And let me give you two quick examples. And one, because you mentioned religion. So I pulled out my notes from my book, and they're cryptic. But, you know, when it comes to propane, you buy your own propane tank rather than, you know, call a propane company and say, can you bring a tank and can you bring some propane? And then they fill it whenever they feel like it, or they fill it at their price. So you buy your own propane tank and you own it, and then you can shop anywhere you want and buy propane at the lowest price of whenever you buy it. And there's certain times when propane is the least expensive, and that's toward the warmest part of the summer. Nobody's thinking about heating in the hottest part of the summer, so propane prices might be down a third or so. And that's when I buy, and I buy in bulk, and I might buy, you know, every 4, 5, 8 years. So that's one of the topics in the book. I'll tell you about the next one, which is extremely controversial. A great way to save money.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.